federal subsidies that help many people afford health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace are set to expire at the end of the year. Unless Congress acts, that could leave more Wisconsinites without health coverage next year. The state's free and charitable clinics are preparing to see more patients. Addie Costello reports on how one local provider is getting ready for a busy year.
Monday afternoons are quiet at Cross Lutheran Church. But past the rows of empty pews and down a flight of stairs, the Milwaukee Church starts to sound a little different. Volunteer doctors lead patients into one of four exam rooms in the church basement. And clinic assistant Diane Hill Horton answers one of two ringing phones.
Bread of Healing, this is Diane. Would you mind holding for a moment?
The clinic serves the uninsured at no cost. Right now, the Cross Lutheran Clinic typically sees around 2 dozen patients on a Monday. On the other side of the reception desk, a staff member answers a call from a patient trying to schedule an appointment in Spanish.
Hola, buenas tardes.
In between calls and opening the door for patients, Hill Horton learns to navigate the free clinic's first electronic record system.
Put that star there.
Yes.
Okay, now what?
So, yep, star so that it comes as like one of your favorites in the future. Okay. So you have to select that.
Hill Horton thinks the new record system will, eventually, make her life a lot easier. That'll give her more time to answer the phone, as clinic staff expect to get more calls. This year, an estimated 270,000 Wisconsin residents enrolled in Marketplace plans relied on enhanced federal subsidies to lower their monthly payments. The added subsidies are set to expire this month, and it isn't clear Congress can agree on a fix. Erica Wright is Bread of Healing's executive director.
We're never going to be able to serve everybody, we know that, but I don't want it to be where our phones are ringing off the hook and we just can't meet at least a good chunk of the demand.
Wright oversees three Milwaukee clinics. And as the number of uninsured residents is expected to rise, she wants to make sure the clinic has enough volunteers and money to start seeing more patients.
How are we insulating ourselves and building up as much money as we can so that we are always prepared for a rainy day, more than a rainy day, like monsoon?
If Marketplace enrollees face significant increases in 2026, experts expect some will choose high-deductible plans or go without insurance.
If we don't try our best to move with that demand, yeah, we're not going to be able to see as many people, and it's going to be a lot of folks falling in the cracks.
It's not just the enhanced subsidies making Wright worried. She's also thinking about the changes to Medicaid that will go into effect in 2027 and are also expected to leave more people uninsured. Matt McGough is a policy analyst for the nonprofit KFF.
It's going to be a slow build of pressure for a lot of different providers who may focus on charity care.
Democrats in Congress hope to continue the enhanced subsidies, but Republicans say the current Affordable Care Act system is broken. Instead of the enhanced subsidies, Republicans have discussed expanding access to high-deductible catastrophic plans and giving enrollees health savings account funds to help pay for out-of-pocket health costs. Even if the premium credits are extended, McGough says high premium estimates may have already scared people away from enrolling.
We could potentially already seeing people who are choosing to be uninsured right now.
2026 won't be the first time Bread of Healing has navigated major changes. Rick Caesar helped start the clinic in 2000. He's watched as staff and volunteers navigated the initial Marketplace rollout and the pandemic.
The neat thing about the clinic is they're able to move with those changes quickly.
Caesar retired from nursing in 2019, but he still volunteers at the clinic regularly. He says he's proud of how much it's grown in the last 25 years. But that doesn't stop him from worrying about the upcoming changes.
You know, we're going to be here and do as much as we can, but those resources, you never know how long are going to last when the demand is so great.
For now, the clinic has no plans to turn anyone away. Addie Costello, Wisconsin Public Radio.